All right, guys. Welcome to another episode of Becoming One. This is your host, Jeremy.
And your host, Lorenzo. Nice to meet you.
Hey. And today, we wanted to do a little bit something out the ordinary. So we figured that we do a little game called... What's the name of it?
Never Have I Ever.
Oh, you don't sound so enthusiastic about it. Come on now. We're live. This is our first time being live. So make sure to check us
never
out.
Never Have I Never. Yes.
Never Have I Never. Never Have I Ever.
Never Have I Ever.
Okay, now. So yes, make sure that you are watching us live on Facebook. Follow our group page, Becoming One. So.
This is going to be fun. This is... We got, in front of us, we got a lot of shots going on. Somebody's bound to get drunk.
Yeah. I'm kind of afraid of what's in store. I don't even want to know what these questions are.
So in these buckets, we have little questions.
But I feel like we're going to expose ourselves to the people with all these questions. So, yeah, make sure that you follow our page, like our page. Make sure to
subscribe,
provide some insights. Let us know what you think. Any comments, questions, concerns, whether you like us or not. Hey, I know how to handle constructive criticism, okay? I can deal with that. But anyways,
it should be a lot of fun. And again, this is our podcast. It's all about becoming one, being in love, nurturing, and being there for a significant other. And what really, truly... is love, and you know, what are you bound to compromise, and what are you willing to go through, and for how long? Is this just a game, or is this something that, in for reality, this is really what you want? Because in today's generation, and as we get older, it's getting harder and harder to find what true love is. I mean, I think, not just coming from my perspective, older people can give you the same advice. Like, love back then was not the same as it is now.
It's not.
We mistake it with looks, and it's not just looks. This is more of making your own living with someone else.
But today, you know, we're not going to give you guys advice, concerns, and suggestions and guidance. Today, we're going to be a little more fun and enthusiastic about it. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of, are you sure you're ready for these questions? Are we going to be still one after these questions? That's the real question.
Yeah.
Are you going to go first? Or
they say that these, when you drink that dark liquor, they say that it tastes nasty, but when you have one or two shots in, so are you.
Oh, boy. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of tequila there going on.
I'm ready to die. How about
that? So, who's going first? Is it me or you?
Nah.
Or is it ladies first?
Ladies first. I have to say that.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Let's see what's in store. Should I not look? Is that what it is? Don't look.
You shouldn't look. Randomly choose your poison.
Okay.
Let the genie do this poison. Choosing for you.
So remember, this is Never Have I Ever, and if you've never done what this little piece of paper said, then you don't take a shot. If you have done it in the past, then you have to take a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you get the rules of the game, right? Okay, first question. Never have I ever ride in a stolen car.
Yeah. Never have you rode in a stolen car?
Yeah.
Give us a little bit of insight about that. What was the details there?
So, without mentioning any names, because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, back in my high school days, you know, we were walking from school, and one of my friend's friend, he was just a little corrupted little kid. I swear he was. He was just... I'm telling you, he was a delinquent, basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I need a ride. It's cold, you know, up in Ohio. It gets cold. The snow is crazy up here. And I needed a ride, you know. And they were like, come on, Jeremy, let's get in the car. I'll give you a ride. I was like, all right, cool. And next thing you know, a few days later, you know what I'm saying, he has a new car. And I'm just like, what happened to your old car? Mm. And, you know, I put two and two together. And they were like, oh, it was never my vehicle. And I was like, what? You had me in a stolen car? Like, are you serious?
Oh, wow.
Like, what if we would have got pulled over? I would have went to jail. And come on now. Like, but, you know, thank God I didn't. And it's not something I'm proud of. But it did happen. So, there. It's like my
we
first shot.
We all got our wild stories, guys. I'm sure you do, too. Who's next? Me?
Next question.
Genie, pick my poison.
One.
I knew I didn't write this. I could tell by the piece of paper.
Okay, well, make sure you put them over there. Never have you ever.
Never have I ever stalked someone I was talking to or my partner? I don't think I ever have stopped my partner.
Why am I the one that's about to, the only one to get drunk?
I didn't stalk my partner like that.
Oh my god, I'm being, seriously?
I'm being dead ass.
You never stalk an ex-girlfriend and be like, oh, she says she's at work, but she's not at work. Let me go see where she's at and look to see if she's at home or anything.
Actually, I did. I did.
Okay, take your shot, honey.
Okay.
Ugh. Woo.
I just randomly grabbed one.
Yeah. Boy, I got a little bit of water just to hydrate because I'm definitely going to need it after all these shots, literally.
All right. Let me get a question that doesn't pertain to me. I had to think about that one in the past.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? Oh, this one's one of yours.
Oh, wow.
And we have our dog here. I guess he wants to be part of the game. Never have I ever cursed at my teacher, directly at them. Is that cursed?
Mm-hmm.
Like in their face?
Directly at them. Yes.
No, I never cussed at my teacher. Did you?
I did.
You better take your shot. Oh, you were a bad little boy. Give me some insight on that one.
I was in Clement Elementary School. And I was a really bad boy in first grade. I kept wanting to do things. I remember one time I got sent to the office because I was shy. Like, I don't know. I was just very troublemaking in first grade.
And this was in elementary school.
Yes, right. Yes. And I went and I think it was at the end of the day. And I cussed out my teacher. And at the end, I called her a liar. I said, stop it, you moron liar or something. I cussed at her. And I got in trouble. And they sent me to the office and called my dad. And I got in trouble for that. I was a troublemaker in kindergarten, first grade.
So you were just a little bad kid, basically. You were one of those that I probably would have been grabbing you by the ear, like, get your butt home.
I know you every now and then you feel like doing the same thing.
I do it to my kids, like, bring your little behind over here right now. All right. Oh my God.
Next one, oh my God. Like, that one was pretty strong.
Tequila. Tequila, aka Tequila. Your turn?
Oh, it's mine.
Don't pick one of mine.
I can tell it's one of y'all's. Never have I ever got so wasted that I didn't know my whereabouts. Drink to that one.
I've never been, like blacked out?
No, I've blacked out.
No, I have not. I'm very responsible. Thank you very much. I've gotten wasted, but that's my house right there. Yes. Take me home.
I've been white girl wasted.
You better drink to that, buddy. This bobby pin's like irritating me.
Oh, gosh.
Woo.
Ooh. If it's winter outside, it's going to be warm inside my body.
All right.
Woo. Wow.
So you have gotten wasted. You blacked out before. That's kind of dangerous.
It is. It
can lead to, like, alcohol poisoning and stuff like that. That's something that I've never experienced. I mean, if I did, I wouldn't know.
I don't know. I know I ended up outside. I know where the hell I was at the next morning. My father went outside. He looked down. He thought I was dead.
Oh my God.
In the middle of the yard, like, they laid out out there.
Are you serious?
What happened was that I had was partying with my family relatives and some of their friends, and we got so fucked up. I mean, I got too drunk, gone. Not just doing drinking. I did some other drugs. And next thing you know, I'm outside their yard, laid out past. I'm in front of my yard, laid out past. I guess this is where they dropped me off. And I was just laying on my grass. And my dad came out. Thought he was scared. You know, thought he died or something.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. And like,
Because the next morning, you know, sunrise hit. And then you're like, my son's out there.
So he just, like, saw you out the blue. Like, what was he doing for, you know, out that early anyways? Because I'm knocked out.
It was the weekend. And My father has a tendency to wake up like 7, 8 in the morning, and he saw
me. But why would he go outside for? Like, what was the reason?
Because he wakes up early and goes outside and work on some things. Like, whatever. Like, he'll cut some grass, mechanic work, or fix something.
At 8 in the morning?
Yeah, he wakes up. He's an early morning. That's where I get the morning groove. Wow.
So when I hit snooze on my alarm like 5 times.
So when he woke up, you know, and he got outside to do whatever errands he wanted to do, he saw me out there, and he was, like, very worried. I'm like, oh, shit, I kind of gave my dad a hard time there.
You were a horrible little kid. You was a horrible little kid.
I hope you get one of mine.
Next one. All right, I'm not looking.
Genie.
Take a deep breath because I'm afraid of what's next. Okay, here we go. I hope I don't have two. Do I have two? No, I don't. Wait, what? Never have I ever gotten wet while watching my favorite actor or actress in action. Oh my God, are you serious? You're so perverted. Like, who the hell thinks of a question like that? I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, I don't think I have. Like, oh my God.
Have y'all guys ever got turned on?
I mean, turned on
or something,
but not by my favorite actor. I mean, if I'm watching a movie and there's like a sexual scene, I'm like, something. Oh, so I get aroused, but not an actor.
Well, like that movie with Channing Tatum. What was it like?
What was it called? Oh my God, I can't think of the name.
You know, that strip club
where
movie.
He was like a stripper dancer type of thing.
I mean, I'm saying guy action like that, like, ooh, like some girl, I'm like Channing Tatum. He's out there to play, you know, stripper dancer.
I don't get turned on by just seeing a guy in action. Like, when you say action, like, are you talking about, like, the sexual intimacy in the movie?
Yeah.
Or,
man, he knows how to act. He's active and action-y. Or, like, The Rock. Some women get turned on by The Rock.
I'm saying, I don't have, like, a favorite actor. I mean, if there's a sex scene in the movie and I'm, you know, yes, I can get aroused, I guess. Yes, I mean, is that what you're referring to?
Aroused, wet,
turned
on. All right,
well, fuck it. I'll drink to that. Damn.
Where's mine at?
Cheers.
I'm ready.
But you never answered it. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Really?
I like Halle Berry. I think a lot of guys can say Halle Berry.
I feel like Halle Berry, she's a very pretty girl, but I feel like Megan Fox has like sex appeal. Scarlett Johansson has sex appeal. Angelina Jolie, even though I don't think she's like all that, like she has that look about her that looks sexual. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Halle Berry, she's pretty. She's like a goody good shoe. So that's why I'm just like, you like Halle Berry? Like, okay.
Yeah.
Remind me not to watch freaking movies with you then. Because I'm one of those that, like, you're over there looking at a girl's booty or stuff like that. And you're like, yeah. And the next thing you know, you look at me, I'm like, uh-huh. I caught you red-handed.
I'm like, booty, I'll be watching.
No, whatever. Mm-hmm.
It could be one of mine and yours. Mm-hmm. I think it's yours. Never have I ever broken into someone's house.
No, I have not. Have you broken into somebody's house? Mm-hmm. Think.
Nah, I never broke into somebody's house.
Oh, really?
Never have I ever. Nope.
Where's some of my friends at? Because I know some of them that have.
I know some people have.
Not to, like, steal anything, but just, like, one of those, like, where my man at? Where my girlfriend at? Oh, she's not home? I'll let me open this door and find out that she's in there with somebody else or he's with somebody else.
Oh, yeah, I never have ever known.
Okay, well.
There goes that one. We were saved by that one.
That means that's an extra shot we don't have to take.
What's in the box, man?
I'm afraid.
What's in the box, man? Read it out loud to me. What's in there?
Y'all see me, right? Y'all see that I'm breathing hard. I'm, like, nervous because, like, I don't want to keep taking these shots because I already took, like, two of them and I'm feeling
it. What's the saying?
What?
I'm curious. What's the saying in there? Oh. If it's mine, my sloppy hand right. I'm sorry.
Never have I ever done drugs, but then you put DMJ. MJ. Are you...
I'm talking about just drugs, MJ, methamphetamine, morphine.
I've never done anything like that. Have I tried some Mary Jane back in my high school days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have.
Let me take this shot.
Dang, it better be a shot.
Whew. Yeah, I dumped some THC, I guess. That's what you can call it, THC.
Oh.
I've done some of that.
Mm-hmm. Next one. Never have I ever. I think I sound better than the mic.
I think you're a little bit tipsy now.
Not yet. Not there yet. Never have I ever tell someone during intimacy that I loved them when I didn't. That's a hell no. Oh, you have? You have? I want to know this. Sorry, excuse me. Excuse me, guys. We might have problems.
How you going to be like, I love you. What?
That came out.
It's not like that. That's. Well, hold on. Let me just take my shot and prepare myself, you know what I'm saying, for this all questioning right. From the prosecutor here. So let me take my shot.
I think I have to.
Oh, then take your damn shot. Are you trying to sit there and trying to play me?
Think about this. Well, this is to kill you guys.
It gets better. I don't feel like it gets better.
Oh,
that's stung right now. Like, my throat is burning.
Woo. Never have I ever.
Oh, boy. Oh, so you want to say it? Because you want to sit there and try to play me, right?
I had to think about mine. Like, have I ever?
Yeah, when you were intoxicated, huh? You're like, oh, girl, yeah, I love you, girl. Huh?
I don't know. I might have said it. It might have slipped out.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
you ain't shit, just so you know.
Oh, wow.
I mean, since we're over here confessing type of things, I mean.
I am shit, by the way.
Whatever. I mean, I kind
of,
you know, I kind
of
was like, oh, yeah, you know, I feel like I love you, boy. And then you wake up the next day like, what the fuck was I thinking?
You're like, the fuck that?
What the fuck just happened? What the fuck was I thinking?
Wake up with the fuck with that kind of face like.
Yes. It does happen.
The drugs took over.
Not drugs. The alcohol did. I don't do drugs. The alcohol took over. You know, alcohol is a powerful drug, though.
The alcohol made you look beautiful.
You ever seen that? You look handsome. Did you see that meme that I sent you today?
Yeah.
It's all over Facebook. It's like this bear, and he's like flipping the switch light on in the club, and it says something about like club be making. What did it say? Something about like, club be having you blind or something, or be having you like imagining things. And it was a girl sitting up against a wall, and she had on like this croc top with like these little fishnets and like a little skirt, and as the light switch was off, she looked real slim and everything, boobs all perky and everything, right? And then he flipped it off, she was fat, like gut hanging, booby sagging.
First of all, you take the fishnets back to where you got them from.
And then, yeah, the fishes were busted. Like, when you turn off the light, you know, the fishes were, like, all nice and, you know, like, all nice and new. And then when you flip the light
damn,
on,
Teresa.
They had holes in it and everything.
Damn, Teresa, you better give them the fishermen their fishnets back.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm going to have to pop Motrin in the morning because it's the killer.
I might have to. Who's next?
Is
it me?
No, it's my turn. You read that one.
Oh, yeah, it is. What's in the box?
Shake it, shake, shake, shake.
In the words of Brad Pitt, what's in the box?
Shake, shake, shake.
Shake your milk. Shake, shake, shake. Shake.
Why do I always get one of yours?
Mine are the best.
No, mine's are. You saw that one? That last one, guys, that was mine. You see what I'm saying? I know.
Let me see mine. This is mine.
Never have I ever run down
the naked mile. Have you ever ran the naked mile? Never have I ever ran the naked mile.
No, what do you mean by that?
You know there's a mile outside.
And just run naked?
Run naked.
No.
Never?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I peed outside the club. I mean, if that counts. I mean,
I said right.
If I'm over here drunk and I'm, you know what I'm saying, and I'm responsible, guys.
College,
if I have my DD, you know, my DD, my designated driver, and you know, I'm kind of drunk and I'm kind of tipsy, and I'm like, I gotta pee. I've been drinking so much and there's no bathroom and I know I'm not gonna make it in this 12-minute ride back home. Hey, pull over right now. Lift up my skirt. Ain't no shame in my game.
You need them Sprite commercials that LeBron James is doing? That's exactly how you feel when you be taking a piss.
I'm serious, though. Like, I don't... Ain't no shame in my game. I'm being realistic. But have you ran down the naked mile? Have you been out there showing your goodies to the world, running crazy like, hey, what up?
Right, now, that's the way God brought me.
So take your shot then kidding. While you're at it. Take your shot.
I never done running naked mile.
Oh, you thought you was going to get me on that one, right? Psych. Gotcha.
I never ran the naked mile, I'll be honest.
Your turn, buddy. Make sure it's a good one. Because we still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 little shots left.
We're trying to get... Well, never have I ever regret being with someone.
That's a damn shot. That means I'll drink to that one. Come on now.
Give me 2 shots for that.
I made some mistakes in my life.
Oh, shit.
You'd be like, what was I thinking?
It was alcohol.
I think about that all the time when, like, if I come across an ex or something, I'd be like, ooh, what was I thinking? Especially if, like, they look busted, you know what I'm saying? Like you know how, like, back in the days, you know, you're during your younger days, you'd be like, oh, you know, they were, like, the baddest thing ever, the cutest thing ever. Mm-hmm. And then you see them years later, and you'd be like, whoa, like, what the heck happened to you?
Nah, I'd be having me the next morning.
You really? Oh my god. You're freaking horrible. I hate you.
Who the fuck is you?
Who is you? Oh.
I swear
I can't deal that was, with you.
That wasn't me. That was the alcohol.
Oh, you're horrible. See? He's sleeping on the couch for this tonight, just so you guys know.
Bruh.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
We're halfway there, right? We're halfway there. I don't want another one of yours.
Keep getting them.
Back up. I'm gonna read it. Give me a second. Oh, I'm about to test the waters with you right now.
Oh shit.
I'm about to test them.
That's not good. Lives already tested.
I'm about to test
God him. Tests me every day. You gonna test
no,
me?
No, I'm about to test him right
this is
now.
His office test. This is an exam. So bigger than
never have I ever cheated on my partner. I'm not. It could have been in the past. Never have I ever cheated on my partner. I'll drink to that. Yeah. Really? Nobody in your past, not even your little girlfriends back in middle school, be like, yeah, she's my girlfriend. Like, no, I like her better. Mm-mm. Well, I'll drink to that.
You already know how many people I've dated.
That don't mean I don't know you cheated on them or not, or gave them false hopes or something and was talking to somebody else on the Lolo. Not something I'm proud of, obviously, but as a woman, you get to a point that you're just, like, tired of the bullshit. And, you know, when someone's doing you dirty, I'm not saying it's right, because 2 wrongs don't make a right. But, you know, sometimes you go through, you know, you're going through that deep emotion where you're just like, man, like, I don't feel wanted, I don't feel appreciated, I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
I know a couple of things. Women always want to feel appreciated, you know, all the attention.
But right, but I'm attractive. Saying, if you're trying to do, if you're playing the good role here and you're trying to do everything that you can to please your man, and they go ahead around and kind of, like, play you, not just, you know, I'm not saying, like, having an affair with someone. I'm saying in general, like, you get to the point that you want to feel, like, valuable. Like, you want to feel like you're amounted to something.
Well, definitely.
So, if my man's not providing that for me and someone else is... So you need to think about it from a psychological perspective. Like, I'm going to be drawn to somebody that's given it to me. So
that is true. women and men, or women leave mentally before they leave physically.
And that's why, you know, I'll be willing to let you know, like, you're not doing your duties, honey. I'm kidding, guys. He is doing his duty.
You're attacking me.
I'm not. I'm just saying like, as your partner, I would tell you, like, you're lacking here. Like, I would tell you, like, you know, you're not, I don't feel like you're treating me right. I don't feel like you're, appreciating me or so forth. Like, I will let you know. That's the part of communicating.
Well, when I take someone seriously, I don't know. It just doesn't cross. I think that's the ultimate betrayal. It's a lie, but I feel like it's the ultimate betrayal, just cheating and lying. And
I mean, it is.
I mean, if you're not happy with someone and you just, like, in it just to be in it, I mean,
see,
you
go but the thing and cheat is, on them. But the, like, thing is that us as women, we're kind of built funny. Like, we're the most confusing species ever.
Man will never figure you out. Ever.
Ever. I don't know myself half of the time anyway.
Men and women don't think nothing the same. We're completely different.
We are, but what I'm trying to say is that, like, but sometimes when you're attached to someone, you know what I mean? Like, being attached to someone and that person is not meeting you 100%. Mm-hmm. Are you kind of tipsy there that you kind of about to lean over and lean back? Lean back or something. What's up?
when you said, like, a tattoo, I draw to you.
But what I mean is that, like, you know, you get to that point that you don't want to leave us at home because you just don't know. You don't want to jeopardize it. But at the same time, you know that, like, it's kind of like you're kind of in between. Like, you don't know, like, what is something better out there for me? But then I don't want to leave what I have going on at home. But you have to come at the end of the day, you have to come down to a decision. That's really what it boils down to. And at the end, I made my decision. And as you can see, I'm here. Hey, I'm not with that person, right? Yeah. And come to find out, that person was shitting me left to right. So I was like, oh, I don't feel bad now. I have a question
for you, some of you guys out there.
I don't feel bad now. Man,
how the hell do you keep up with women? How y'all do that? Oh, I got this main chick. Now I got side A, side B, side C, side D.
They can't keep up.
You know what I've been told?
But listen.
I got to ask this to my man.
But I'm trying to tell you what guys have told me. Where they're like, man, that shit gets hard. It's like a second job.
No shit. It's like full-time employment, but without getting paid. Like, what the fuck? How y'all do that?
Let me tell you, because I don't have time. If I'm on that other end, oh, honey. You just saying. Wait, you got a what? Oh, I need this.
I got to tell you something. I got you my side bitch. What?
Am I really?
Just saying, like.
Am I really? I was about to say, because he was about to out that to the left. Anyways, back to our game, guys, because, you know, we're kind of devoting too much of this statement.
Ooh,
question.
Wait, who's next? Yeah, you win because you went through that question.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Just random. Guys, wish me luck. It's my question.
Oh boy.
Okay, I already tell you guys, I make some good ones.
Yeah, right.
Never have I ever. Oh shit. My test. Never have I ever had sex in public.
God, you're fucking putting me on blast. What's up with that? Oh my God. Here, I drink to that. Man. Seriously? Seriously.
Have I heard sex?
Have you? Oh no, you better drink to that because I heard your stories. You put it back. Put it back. You better drink to that.
Wait, does a hotel count? Hotel don't count.
No, that's public. I'm not talking about a vicinity. I'm talking about in public. In public, in your car, wherever. Oh. Yeah, you better drink to that.
I'm guilty just as you are.
Sitting there trying to play. You see this?
Ain't nobody playing.
No, he's trying to play. You see that? Drink your shot and call it a day.
Salud.
Oh. Only a few left. We only have 4 shots left. We might not make it.
I'm gonna make it strong. Strong, fella, strong.
Oh, he already tipsy. I could tell.
No, I'm not.
Never have I ever left the club with someone.
Oh, I left the club. I have.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold up. I don't know if it counts. See, what happened was, it was my birthday.
You better take your shot. Mm-hmm. You better take it to the head, like, right now.
Hey, rest in peace to my life. Oh. Oh. I didn't technically leave with them.
Oh, bullshit. You left with them.
So it was my birthday, right? I told my people, leave me here. Y'all can go back home. My home was like an hour away. I'm going to spend here. It's my birthday. Boom. I was stuck in traffic with stuff in town till next morning.
Is that what the one that you woke up and said, I love you? And then you were like, oh, shit, what the fuck did I did?
I could have probably said I love you and I didn't love you. I don't remember you.
See, this is where this game gets a little bit tricky, a little bit dangerous. You know what I'm saying? For all you ladies out there, that if you ever were to experiment this type of game with your man, because he's this close to sleeping on the couch.
Wait, did you just say I was?
This right here made your chances of sleeping in my bed are slim to none now.
Mm-hmm. It'll take a miracle to get this
on. Mm-hmm. How you gonna make it up?
Hey, there's a band of roses coming this way.
Oh, is it really? That ain't enough.
And a honeymoon.
That ain't enough. So what you gonna do?
Bring the moon to you.
I need some new shoes and or maybe on a new purse. That'll work. And that's how you do it, ladies. That's how you do
fellas,
it.
Fellas, if you act right, you might just get out.
Don't worry. I'll take a picture and post it for you guys of him sleeping on the couch. Don't worry.
That would have been funny. If that couch get uncomfortable.
No, how is that my problem?
Nah, never have you ever what? Oh, God. What's this? See, you always come back with something. It's always something.
Oh, my God. I forgot I put this question down.
What's that one?
Never have I ever put my partner to sleep.
I should dream that one all the time. I mean, like, you know, you put me to sleep.
Oh, have you put me to sleep? Maybe once or twice, but yeah.
Maybe once or twice? Oh, the truth is starting to come out, huh?
Take your shot.
You're a liar.
I gave you that one or twice. One or two times.
All the time.
You is a liar. You're the biggest liar ever. We want to talk about last time?
We both be crashing.
No. 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 Don't even go there. You're horrible. Don't.
Last question. Come on.
Don't. That's not the last question. Look, we still have a few more.
We got one more shot left.
It's your turn.
We need more shots then.
Okay, but let's see.
Never have I ever lied to my partner. That's definitely me.
Yeah, we know that's definitely you.
Oh.
We still have like...
What, you never lied to your partner? You mean to tell me you've always kept it 100?
Always, even if it hurts your feelings. I ain't afraid to hurt your feelings, honey.
You never told one lie to any of your partners. Not one time.
Are we referring to my partner now or my partner?
In your history and now.
Then if that's the case, then yeah, I need to take a shot. Okay, we're out of shots. We need him.
To kill you.
All right, listen, guys. Hold on. So I'm going to make sure he keeps you guys entertained while we get more shots, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Shots.
Somebody's feeling some type of way.
Shots. I just know how to have fun.
Oh, whatever.
Fun. To have fun,
we
you
don't
must...
need much. There's only like 5 questions left.
Shots.
We only need like 3. Just get like 3.
Should have been a bartender a long time ago.
Psych.
Shake it. Put it in your drink. Shake it. Tell me how it stank.
You are so whack. Oh my God, you're such a cornball. I swear.
Shake it. Now you drunk. Tell me how I rank.
Who are you supposed to be? The next what?
R. Kelly. I'm just kidding. No.
You a singer now?
Nah, fuck that. He's in jail. I ain't trying to go to jail.
Is he in jail? I haven't kept up with
him. I really haven't heard. I mean, I heard there was a huge update about it. But... more drink. I just want to drink in my cup. I'm telling you, I sound better in the mic.
Oh my god, I wish you would stop. I can't believe you're really over here thinking that you're some sort of singer, rapper, or whatever.
I could probably make anybody out there
just stop.
You see him wet.
Oh my god.
Call me wet, wet.
I apologize to all my podcast listeners in advance, obviously.
Keep it juicy for ya. Make it fresh for ya.
All right, fake ass Pretty Ricky. Like, stop.
More shots to you guys. I'm gonna take a shot for me.
Now he thinks he's Drake. Lord Jesus.
Take a shot for me.
All right, let's see. Okay.
Shot for me.
Whose turn is it? Whose turn is it?
Your turn. Shot for me.
It's one of his. Every time I get one of his, I feel like, oh Lord.
Pray for her. What is it? Never have I ever what?
Had the best sex.
They've been digging to that shit.
Or is you lying? Which one?
Ain't nobody lying. Ain't nobody lying.
Oh, we ain't gonna discuss all that. That's too much.
I let y'all read the next one, fellas. Never have I ever. Oh, I think I wrote this one. Y'all won't know about this one, fellas. So now I'm sorry.
Just read it.
Never have I ever picked up Bentley's poop.
Are you serious? Are you seriously gonna pull my... Really? Oh my gosh.
Our dog, yes.
You're
our
gonna
dog.
Sit there and put my dog in this?
I love our dog, yes.
Of course I picked my dog's poop. Really?
We both have
Oh my it. God. Was this just a way of you to get me drunk?
Is it working? Are you getting drunk?
Obviously.
Then it's working.
You're such a fool, man. I apologize in advance for some of his questions.
I don't. No, I'm just kidding.
Let me see. Never have I ever jumped off the airplane. I haven't jumped off an airplane.
You never jumped off an airplane?
No.
Not even in the military?
No, we did like a simulation of it. Like the, it's like on the rappel tower. They have like a bar that's kind of like... It's hooked on the edge, and it's supposed to act like if you're kind of on the edge of the helicopter and jump down, but no.
Yeah, I'd never have either.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, we got two questions, love, honey.
Two. Like two the questions. Peace sign. Hey, town down.
Oh, my. Stop.
Nah, I'm feeling well. All right. Oh, I got to tell you, this is one of her questions. That was mine.
It's your questions. I don't have sloppy handwriting like that, okay?
Guys, got a question for you guys. Read it.
Stop. They can't even see it. Especially your...
Never have I ever led someone on and turned them down. I have. I feel bad for it. Really feel bad for it. I feel like karma will play... tricks on you will play you.
I wouldn't say that. No, I kind of chalk people in the
and
beginning.
And karma will fuck me over. So what happens is like you play a girl or play a guy and they really like, he really cares. I like him. I have a crush on him. And then boom, you turn them down. You hurt their feelings. I feel like karma have played it. It's fair share on me. Yes.
Then you might want to take your shot.
Karma's a bitch.
Then go ahead and play with girls' emotions, and that's what you get.
You don't do that. I learned that you don't play with nobody's feelings. I don't want my feelings played, so no feelings to be played.
You see my face, right? Oh, he's sleeping on the couch tonight. Don't worry. Last question.
Bruh.
Never have I ever been in a gang? No.
No. Damn.
You been in a gang?
Yeah, it was something stupid, yo.
Oh, I should take your shot right now.
Take a shot.
Take your shot. No, take it. You big dummy. Ow. Seriously?
It was some... When you were young. We thought it was the thing back then. And as you go, you got older. Some things don't even exist anymore. Well, they still exist, but... It was child shit.
Seriously? Seriously.
Yeah. I remember we started jumping each other for a minute. Boom, 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 boom. I heard some people got it worse. Some people had to get shot in the leg for you to, hey, nigga, you win our game, you can get shot in the leg one time.
Pow. That just sounds so stupid. So sometimes I have to question your mentality.
We were young and...
Young and dumb, yeah.
Young, dumb.
Young and dumb.
I should make a song.
I'm sorry. I apologize, and if it's young, dumb, and full of cum, it's the line.
I should say young and dumb.
And full of cum.
And make a song. I might get rich.
Who are you supposed to be, Migos now?
In today's world. Young and dumb, dumb, dumb. Young and
oh
dumb.
Oh, my God. I can't deal.
Young and dumb, full of cum.
I cannot deal. I cannot deal. Wow. You're about to get a record label with that. Did you know that? Make millions off of it.
Come to me, come. Young and dumb and come to me. Young and dumb and come to me. Young and dumb, come to me.
Wow.
It just takes the right beat. When you put the right beat, if you put a hard ass beat into them lyrics, $1 million.
So you're about to be a producer now, a beat maker, a songwriter. I'm just curious to know now.
I might be a lyricsologist.
What the fuck? Oh my God.
A lyricsologist.
Oh my God. You are so fraud. Literally, you're fraud. I think he's a little bit way beyond tipsy right now, but
no, I've whatever. Been tipsy or drunk.
Yeah, but
that was our lives.
Yeah, I mean
never have I ever.
That was our podcast for today. I mean, I hope you guys enjoyed it. Stacks. Yeah, I mean, he kind of beat me, as you can see. He has more
racks on racks.
That means he's more of a naughty boy than I am, obviously.
Racks on racks.
Seriously? Oh my God. No, I cannot deal.
I've been a bad boy my life. I have to admit, I mean, I wasn't an angel. But tell me another man that has been an angel.
I'm sure they're out there.
Is you looking? Is you Googling?
Did I say I was?
I'm asking.
I'm just saying, I'm sure they're out there. So you might want to hydrate before you end up in that toilet.
Another drink to that.
Get that H2O. Go ahead, buddy. Get it in your body. You're so fried.
Well, that's another episode of Becoming One.
So this basically concludes our episode for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys was...
I'm sleeping on the couch tonight, guys.
Oh, my God. I hope you guys got more inside of us. And even though... You know, we have some things that we might disagree on. The past is a past.
Most definitely.
And as you can see, he's a little bit drunk. So obviously he had a little bit more shots than me. So obviously he's
a little bit more drunk. It's Saturday night. People out there getting drunk, having a good time.
I drink in my home.
At the club. They're out there enjoying that pop. Bop, 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 bop,
guess bop, what? Bop, I'm not going to get no DUI. Bop. My room is right, literally 10 steps ahead of me.
Yeah,
so.
I really had to mature from that. Really, like, I had a laugh experience when it came to that. So, best things for you to be at home drinking. If you're going to drink hard, stay home. It's not worth it risking your life out there in the middle of traffic.
Not just that. It's just like...
DWI.
You don't want to mess with the legal side. Like, it's just...
Stop
a hassle.
It. Yeah.
But if this is your first time tuning in, make sure to follow us on our Facebook page. If you're on our Facebook page and this is your first time tuning in, make sure to follow us on our podcast.
Subscribe to us, Becoming One.
Becoming One. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're on Google Cast. We're on pretty much a lot of platforms. So, I mean, it's not hard to find us, like I said. I don't know. Do you have anything else to say?
I sure do.
I don't think I want... What?
I sure do.
So go ahead. So what you got to say?
You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you. That doesn't mean anything. You're still sleeping on the couch, honey, today. You deserve sleeping on the couch, okay? So, yeah, that pretty much concludes it all. If you guys...
I'll fight for that bid.
Ain't no way. And you're going to lose. So, like I said, because he's a little bit drunk. So
no, I'm not.
You see this look? Yeah, he's drunk. He's drunk. You see that?
I hope you guys are having a good time out there. Enjoy your Saturday night. Be safe if you're drinking out there. I hope you stayed in and tuned in into Becoming One. This is our Facebook page. Please subscribe. Share it with your friends. It's a little bit about insight about how we think relationships should be and what love and true love really is, the foundation of it. And how to keep just that live and that really that interesting spark up. I guess it's boring. What I'm saying.
No. Arr. Today was more of a little bit of a spontaneous episode. We kind of divert a little bit over from what we normally do, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure to follow us, make sure to subscribe, make sure to
share
leave
with your
comments
friends. Share
tell
with
us
your
what
friends.
You think.
Yes, please more than anything, share what you think. Let us know what you think, guys,
and until next time, bye.